take from this?
So the question, I mean, it's a big question. I don't think there's one answer, and I think that what it means for an individual is going to differ across individuals, but what it means in the greater sense, I think, is that we have this sense of self. We have this thing that we have this really ingrained set of behaviors, and we have all of these things that we hook onto to define ourselves and give ourselves value, and we cling to these things, and they guide our behavior in ways that we're often not aware of. But if you can break yourself out of that set of rules, whatever they may be for you, you can step back and reassess, and sometimes you can notice that some things, these are not healthy, and I don't need them, you know? And I think that's what meditation and psilocybin do for people. They both separately, independently, but maybe even collaboratively sometimes, if you're having this experience with meditation. They both become tools to break us of this addiction to ourselves, if you want to really tie that into what you're thinking about. Like, you know, people can, maybe it's that people can become addicted to an ideal of themselves that may or may not be healthy. And it's not an either or thing. I mean, levels of it can be healthy and other levels maybe not so healthy, right? But it seems that what meditation allows people to do is kind of divorce themselves from that and be able to assess that and come back to it and keep what's good and drop what's bad. And it seems like for many people under the right conditions, psilocybin can do the same thing. It can allow you to take a step back and observe and really kind of take stock of what you've been doing with your life, who you are, who you think you are, who you want to be. And I think that just that experience, however it plays out neurobiologically, that experience is at the core of a number of indications that seem to be popping up now. And one of the problems with, it's not a problem, one of the kind of problems of optics that could evolve with psychedelics is that people may think it's a panacea. You know, okay, this group over here is looking at depression, this group over here is looking at cancer and anxiety, right? This group over here is looking at addiction, this group over here is looking at meditation, this group over here is looking at what else now? I mean, what's going to come down the pike? And you just start to wonder, well, I mean, this is awfully, it's almost like a scattershot, what's going on here? I don't think that it is scattershot. I think that there are common underlying parameters here that just happen to pop up in all these different experiences, and it really boils down to the self and the formation of the self and what the self means in relation to all these things, all these challenges that we face as humans, right? The self is wrapped up in addiction. The self has to cope with stressors that lead people to take drugs of abuse. The self has to cope with craving and withdrawal symptoms. The self has to cope with all of the fallout of having a substance use disorder. And the self ultimately has to rearrange itself to change addictive behaviors. It's the self directly that's challenged when you are... Sorry. What do you need?
I'm so inconsistent with chopsticks that I've just given up.
Ah, oh, okay. I mean, I can try, but... That's not shameful.
I feel like I'm almost an imperialist. I'm just like, take away your filthy foreign.
What are you doing?
Foreign, I don't know. Ways of handling food and give you some good British milk.
I won't judge you.
Would you like a knife and fork? I'm just so incompetent. And it's like a kind of backward child.
It's your bum bum. We do not have knives, but I
need just a fork. Okay. Why do they need a knife? Don't worry.
There you go. Yeah. 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 Well done. So with a life-threatening cancer diagnosis, right? The self is exactly what's being threatened, right? You're being told that whoever you think you are, that might not exist in 6 months, and everything that comes along with that, like, oh my God, I haven't finished what I'm going to do. I'm leaving my loved ones behind. You're being taken. The opportunity to break yourself from all of those needs and just take a step back and say, I have 6 months left. now I have 6 months left. What am I going to do with it? How can I maximize that, right? And in meditation, especially many types of Buddhist meditation, the idea is to really disconnect yourself from the self, from all that you're attached to, because the self, well, attachment is the root of suffering, right, in the Buddhist model, and it's really that you want to disconnect yourself from.
Well, so the terror of death, I think, is directly related to the